Guys, so I'm back with another podcast. I am sorry that I have not been giving you guys any content lately. I have been super busy with work and mom life and everything else. I have not had any time to even post, and every time I've tried to do an episode, it's usually during the day when I try in between work, but I have no time because working from home, my phone is linked to my job number and my extension. So all the phone calls that I get from work come directly to my cell phone, and it rings off the hook all day long. So with that, it's kind of hard for me to make a podcast, because when I start to make one, my phone will ring and then the whole thing will just cut off. So now I have to keep redoing it, and then I get frustrated, and then I don't even want to do it anymore. So then I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and just not even do it at all. So then I end up just deleting the whole episode, because I'm like, I don't want to do this. But I do miss you guys, and I do apologize for being away for a few days. Just a lot going on, but I do have some good news. As I'm laying here in my bed, it's like 11:34 p.m. where I'm at right now. And I'm like, you know what? Let me make a quick podcast before I go to bed. I'm just up watching cartoons with my daughter before we go to sleep and close our eyes. So let me make a quick podcast before we go to bed. But I'm excited because this episode is going to be Love Talk Series. Yes, I can't sing, but I'm trying. Y'all hear me hit that high note? Yeah, I can't sing. So my little high note was a little off. Anyway, so this episode today is going to be Love Talk Series, Woman to Woman. I'm speaking to all the women out there because I feel like I haven't talked about my love life in a while. I haven't did Love Talk Series in like God knows when. So this, like I said, is called Love Talk Series, Woman to Woman. I'm speaking to all my women out there, all my girls. Stand up. I'm talking to all of you. So the reason I wanted to do this, guys, is because lately, I don't know what to say about my love life. It's been crazy. So if any of you listened to my last episode, I talked about how my friend went away because he had to go away for some personal issues. Okay, well, he came back home early, and everything has just been different since he's been back home. I don't know, like, he's back to work. He's back to his normal routine of life, but it just seems like me and him haven't been meshing or something. And I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like, I don't know if it's me or if it's him or what. Like, when he was away, he didn't have his cell phone because, you know, he lost his phone. So his sister was actually writing me on Instagram, messaging me, trying to keep me up to date with. No, Sink. I'm having a serious conversation with the podcast. So, my daughter's saying hi, podcast. So, Madison, change your. Madison. Gotta change your diaper, you stink. Okay, say hi and then go. Look, we gotta get you changed.
Hi, Pasta.
Okay, she said hi, podcast, my daughter did. All right, we got to cut the light on, Stink. So anyway, yeah, I did tell my daughter, I said, you stink, only because it's time for her to be changed. Got to change her pull-up in a few minutes. You stinky winky. All right, anyway, back to what I was saying. So things have just been really weird between me and him. But like I said, his sister was writing me on Instagram, letting me know he was good or whatever, because he told her to contact me. So everything's fine. So for Father's Day, they surprised him with a new phone. So he got a new phone. He hit me up. We were good, but it just feels like the vibe is off. And I kind of called him out on a couple of times, and he'll just be like, oh, no, everything's good, everything's good. But, you know, I used to get to the point where if I didn't hear from him or get a text or a call or see him, Mommy, you know, I would freak out. I would feel like, oh my God, he's not talking to me. What's going on? Is everything good? But now I don't really freak out anymore, because I feel like you have to get to a place in your life where you learn to love you, where you learn to put you first. You can't base happiness off other people. And it kind of took talking to my mom and just taking those few days crying and being emotional when I didn't hear from him because I didn't realize he had lost his phone until late on. But it was like I'm learning that I can't let other people define my happiness. I mean, do I miss him? Yes. Do I want to be around him? Yes. But at the same time, we have so many things that we need to work on when it comes to the relationship we're trying to establish, and we're not there yet. And unfortunately, I'm not going to wait forever for him to figure out what he wants. Of course not. I'm not going to wait forever for him to get it together and communicate with me more. Like, that's something he needs to work on. That's something, you know, that I want more from him. But I feel like as women, we put up with so much when it comes to men. We wait for them. We treat them like kings. And literally in the end, we are the ones that get broken down. And I'm not trying to come for the guys. But this is called Women to Women, so I'm talking to my women. But so, no judgment here, but it just feels like we put so much of ourselves into a relationship, and then we end up getting hurt and played. So for me, it just feels like, lately, I feel like I don't know how to feel about what me and him have. You know, I care about him, I love him, and I have even, like... I have, you know, but I think as a woman, too, we get tired because at some point, do any of you feel like, hey, I want a title? I feel like right now me and him are doing all the things that boyfriend and girlfriend does. But yet, it's like, oh, but yet in the same token, it's like, okay, so when do we switch our title to say we're more than friends? I just... It's confusing, and I've brought this up to him several times, like, hey, at some point, I want a title. And he'll say to me, oh, I'm going to give you a title, blah, blah, blah. But it just seems like it's all talk, so I don't know. Here, let me close this up, because I don't want you to get a stain on your clothes, okay? All right. You good? Okay. All right, so it just seems like, you know, I'm trying to make sure that me and him work out, but it's hard sometimes when I feel like I'm the only one trying to make everything right, trying to fix everything. And just like last night, he had called me, and he was like, what did he say? He was like, can you come bring me food? Can you come see me? Normally, if he calls me and tells me he wants something to eat, he wanted to bring, because he was working last night. So he wanted to bring him food to the job. But I was like, you know what? It was late. It was 9 o'clock. I had just put my daughter's gown on, or she was playing. And I was about to get in the shower. So I said, no, you know, I can't come because, you know, it's late. My daughter's going to want to come, obviously, because when I leave the house, she wants to come with me. And I was just like, no, it's too much. And he was like, okay, he understood or whatever. And he goes, I'm going to call you back. But, of course, he never did because, you know, he's at work. And then his mom had called, and she's in the hospital. So I understood. But today, we haven't even spoke at all today, guys. Like, I've literally, because I told him I would come see him today at work. So I called him, you know, instead of texting, I was like, let me call him. I call him, like, hey, I leave him a voicemail because he doesn't pick up because I guess he just got to work. And I let him know, like, hey, I miss you, blah, blah, blah. And I joke around with him, like, hey, you don't really miss me. You know how you joke around, like, you don't really miss me. You ain't text or call me all day. So I hang the phone up. Well, before I hang up, I say, hey, I said, minus all the jokes. I said, hey, I really do miss you. Let me know if you want me to come see you tonight or what day you want me to come see you this week. And lo and behold, he never called me back, never texted me, nothing. So I was like, okay. I just feel like at this point, I care about him, but I care about myself more because I know what I deserve. So it's kind of like, is he willing to step up to the plate and do better? Because he goes through these spells where he communicates so well with me and spells where he doesn't. So it's like he'll go through spells where he'll text me pretty much all day long, FaceTime me all day, and then spells where I won't hear from him at all, or he'll just kind of text me a little bit, then stop, then FaceTime, then I never hear nothing else for the rest of the day. So it's like I'm not trying to put him down and make y'all think he's a bad person, because he's not. It's just more so that I'm speaking to woman because I feel like I know I'm not the only woman out there going through relationship situations. I'm not the only woman going through stuff and just wondering, like, what do I do? What happens next? I just feel like it's tough for me because I'm at that age where I want to get married, where I want a family, and I don't want to keep playing games. You know, it's like we as women, you know, like my mom told me, we attach ourselves emotionally to a man quick. Men don't get as attached as we do. We put everything we have into a relationship. We give so much of ourselves in the end, and then when it's over with, we're left with the burden because, you know, we put so much into it. And it sucks because we don't deserve that. You know, we give, and then in the end, it's just like we get nothing. So I think for me, it's just more so like I don't want to keep getting so upset about the little things, which is why lately when he doesn't show up which lately we haven't made plans, but I'm just using this as an example. Like, I'm just saying, like, if he doesn't show up or if I don't hear from him, I don't freak out like I used to, because I feel like if someone wants to be in your life and they're meant to be in your life, remember this, ladies. That is the one that's gonna, no matter what happens, he's never gonna go anywhere. He's gonna step up to the plate. He's gonna text you, call you, do what he's supposed to do, come see you, whatever. So I feel like for me, it's like I'm not chasing behind anybody. I'm at that age where if you want to be in my life, show me. Don't tell me, show me. Because words don't mean anything. People always think that words mean something. Words don't mean anything. If your actions can't back it up, they mean nothing to me. So if I don't see action behind your words, then they don't mean nothing to me. That's how I am. So for me, when he tells me things, I believe him. However, I believe his actions more. So I'm just at that, in this place where I'm just like, you know what? I'm trying to learn to focus on me. I'm trying to learn to put me first. I'm trying to learn that my happiness comes from me, not from other people. And that's why I'm going back to therapy, because I'm trying to find coping mechanisms. And tomorrow I have a therapy session about, I'm going to talk to her about everything, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't know, you know, but I just want everyone out there to know that you deserve happiness. Everyone deserves happiness, but don't feel like you got to chase behind somebody. Don't feel like you got to constantly be the person reaching out. Don't feel like you got to constantly be the person trying to make plans. Don't feel like you got to just basically put up with another person's actions if they don't treat you right. You can always choose to leave or just don't deal with it. And for me, I'm not going to say because he hasn't been paying me that much attention lately, I'm going to go talk to someone else. I'm not going to do that. No, because I'm too old for that. I'm not that old, but I'm old enough where it's like I'm not about to play these little 5-year-old games or 16-year-old games with you. So for me, it's more so like I'm giving him this opportunity to let him know that if you don't straighten up, I'm gone. Because I don't want to sit here and feel like I'm putting so much of myself into somebody and I'm not getting anything back. And that's what I've been doing since me and him met. He knows that. I put so much of myself into him and I just want the same in return. You know, so I'm just like sitting back, seeing what he's going to do next. Is he going to step up to the plate? Is he going to do what he needs to do? And he's not, like I said, he's not a bad guy. He does all the right things. The only issue I have is communication. Like, his communication, he lacks that. And I was driving today and I was thinking, what is it with men not being able to communicate? Like, who raised these men? Like, why can't they communicate? Communication is so freaking easy. It's easy to pick up a phone and check on somebody. It's easy to text somebody. It's easy to FaceTime. It's easy to make sure somebody is good. Why do men seem to lack that? Why? Like, for me, communication is huge in any relationship, friendship, whatever. And it's like, why do people lack that? Come the heck on. Like, come on. And then when you call them out on it, it's always an excuse. Well, I was doing this, or well, I'm going to work on it. No, like, it's called freaking communication. Oh, my God. So that bothers me. But I feel like I told you guys, whatever's meant to be will be. I'm not stressing anymore over the things that are out of my control. You know, I'm not saying that I'm losing feelings, but I think I'm learning to, like, just put me first. So I'm going to just see what happens. Hopefully he will step up to the plate and make some changes so that me and him can move forward. Because if not, then I'm not going to be waiting forever for him. I'm just not. You know, it's just too much. you know, going on, and I don't want to give so much of my energy to somebody who's not giving me the same energy back. And I just, you know, basically woman to woman is me telling you guys to know your worth, know what you deserve. I'm not saying if you have somebody you really like in my case, I'm not saying talk to another person or give up on them. What I'm saying is, if you feel like you've given them so much, you've given that person so many chances, and that person still hasn't proven themselves, then you have the right to say, hey, if you don't straighten up, I'm out. And that's where I'm at right now. It's like, it's nothing major that he's doing that bugs me. The only issue I'm having is that I just want him to communicate better, and I just want him to step up to the plate a little bit more. That's it. But I feel like, am I asking for too much? I don't know. I don't know anymore, guys. And I'm not even mad or upset when I talk about this. I'm more so like kind of proud of myself for coming to this reasoning of just being like, Sherelle, it's okay. You know, of being like, Sherelle, it's okay to put you first. It's okay to not stress over the things you can't control. You know, I just want to live in the moment, love life, and be a good mom. That's it, you know. So I can't worry about the things around me, but at the same time, you know, everything needs work. I just want you guys to know that any relationship you have is going to take work. You got to work at it. Two people have to be willing to fight for it. Because if one person is fighting, the other person is not, it's not going to work. And even in a talking stage, people think that they don't have to try. If you're in a talking stage, you have to try. That's when you really should be trying. It should be like a football game. You want to keep getting those touchdowns over and over because you want to each prove to each other that you want each other, that you want things to work. So that should be a stage where you're just like, let's see, you know, let me show her, let me show him, whatever. And some people feel in the talking stage they don't have to do anything. It's like, no, you have to step up to the plate and show that person that you are worthy of that next level of being in a relationship. So I feel like, I don't know why some people think they don't have to do anything, you know? I just get to a point where I'm just like, I don't know, man. I really don't know. I really don't. But like I said, I'm not giving up yet. I'm just telling you guys that you gotta hold people accountable sometimes for their actions, you know? Because people, sometimes they take advantage, you know? They see good people and take advantage. Okay. Did you put the pull up on? So, I don't know, guys. But women to women, I just want you all to know that I love you all. Love is attainable, but just keep pushing, keep trying. Don't give up on your partners yet. But what I do want to say is that just make sure, don't settle. Make sure that person treats you the way you want to be treated, and make sure they're doing all they can to prove to you how much they care about you or whatever. That's what I'm saying. So we have to demand respect. We have to demand, you know, being cared for, all that stuff. So, you know, I don't know at this point. But I can't really, like I said, it's one of those things where the reason I haven't also did Love Talk series for you guys is because I feel like I'm not saying my love life is at a standstill or it's not real or whatever. What I am saying is that I'm back in therapy because I'm trying to figure out. Huh? Okay. So I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Let mama check. Because I'm trying to figure out just. Oh, good job. Listen, you got something on your game. You can't never do nothing without spilling something. Oh, God, girl. Okay. Yeah. Why you stuck this in there? I think it is. Let mama check. Okay, so, but like I was telling you guys, you just have to know your worth. And let me see. Let me see. And just fight for what you want, guys. But let me see, Stink. I can't see. All right. We got it all, Stink.
It's all done.
Let me check. Sorry, guys. My daughter is like. Yeah, you good. Good to go. So, like I said, I'm just trying to figure it all out, guys. You know, I don't have all the answers. What happened to all your pull-ups, Stink? Oh, they fell. So, I'm just trying to figure it all out, you know? And in the midst of it all, I'm just trying to... Where is this coming from? I'm trying to just, you know... I'm just trying to figure out what's best for me, and I don't know. I don't know, guys, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm not giving up or anything, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I do have to still figure out, you know, what's best for me, you know, and it's just crazy because... You know, good job, Stank. Hold on, wait. Let me start this one. Oh, sorry. My daughter, I'm trying to talk to you guys and change my daughter at the same time. She's like trying to do it herself. And I'm like, no, you know. But, yeah, she's one of those 3-year-olds that's like 3 years old going on 16, trying to do everything by herself. So, yeah. Man, so hold on. Anyway, guys, so yeah, and it's just like hard for me too because Madison, hold on, okay. And now my daughter's crying. So anyway, it's just like all right, hold on, guys. I'll be right back. All right, guys, but I'm back now. Sorry, my daughter was crying blood and murder. She was like, she wanted something to drink, so I had to get her something to drink. Now she's back to watching her cartoons. So sorry, guys. I know sometimes I record and people in the background and all things happen. I'm sorry. My daughter wants to say hi to you guys again. Say hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys can hear.
I'm back to TV.
But she's telling you guys she's watching, what is this, Minnie Mouse Playhouse or something? She's letting you guys know she's watching that. But I just wanted to add another thing to the clip before I end it. So yeah, so then it's just hard for me too because me and him been talking about moving in together and all these things. So... It's just like, I don't know what to think. And it's like I said, he's not a bad guy. I'm not bashing him. It's just, I'm just trying to figure it all out, guys. But I just really wanted to do this woman to woman, nothing against the fellas, because I felt like, I just wanted you guys to kind of, just because I know somebody out there can relate to what I'm going through. They've been in my shoes when it comes to the dating world. They've been here. They've done that. And like I said, he's not a bad guy. It's just his communication is not the best at times. He needs to work on it, but, you know, I'm not saying I'm giving up on him either or whatever. It's more so that I just don't know what's next. I don't know what's going to happen, but at the same time, I have to make sure that I'm happy first. I'm not on your stuff. I have to make sure that I'm happy first and that, you know, I guess I just have to put myself first. So I just want all you ladies to know, put yourself first. If that guy is meant to be for you, he will be. He'll step into the play. He'll make his changes. And that's that. You know, if he's not the one for you, then he won't make the changes for you. But just make sure you put yourself first and you love on yourself. So I'm just learning to love on me right now and to just go with the flow. I feel like if, you know, he wants to be here, he'll be here. And if not, then he won't. But I don't want to get to a place where it becomes like I'm so broken every time he doesn't do something or every time he doesn't show up or I don't hear from him. I don't want to get to a place where I'm stronger than that. You know what I mean? So... Like I said, again, it's not to bash him. It's me doing therapy. Again, it's just to get some coping mechanisms and just focus on me. So that's my goal in my therapy session tomorrow. I just wanted to check in with you guys and do a love talk series called Women to Women, speaking to all my women, because I know somebody out there is listening and they can relate. Please don't think I'm crazy, guys. I mean, am I crazy? What's going on? But I know somebody out there can relate. I'm not that crazy, right? Love will just mess you up sometimes, right? Anyway, guys, I'm going to end this because I'm getting tired. Not even really tired, to be honest. But I need to get my daughter to sleep because it's 12 o'clock and she does not like getting up in the morning to go to the babysitter. So I got to get her there. So I'm going to end this, guys. Peace and love. My daughter says goodnight and I'm out.